Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to The Drive.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll give you a chance to win $1,000 on our national cash contest. So, in the month of June, I have been watching 80s movies that I've never seen before. I watched Short Circuit. That was the last movie that I watched, and I gave my review, and I liked it. I gave it a 7. It was a fun, warm film. I thought it started a little bit slow, but I did enjoy it. Rob, would you say probably the most popular movies thrown on the text line for me to watch have been Goonies and or Uncle Buck? I feel like those have been the two most popular. You need to watch them. You need to watch them. You need to watch them movies. Uncle Buck has been very popular on the text line. So I was like, all right, I'll watch it. So for those of you that want to know, Uncle Buck is actually on the Cinemax app. I don't have that app, so I had to do some Amazon Fire Sticking to figure it out. But I watched Uncle Buck yesterday. I'm not taking any more comedy suggestions from you guys. It's over. It's done. We've had a great run. I trust the text line on a lot of things. I do not trust you anymore when it comes to comedies. Certainly not when it comes to 80s comedies. I didn't know what parts I was supposed to be laughing at. Like, I didn't know what parts were supposed to be funny to me. Like, was I supposed to really laugh at the part where he makes the giant pancake and then flips it over with a snow shovel? Excuse me. Say that 5 times fast. Snow shovel? Was that supposed to like be like, ha, 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 slapping my knee? Was that supposed to be the funny part to me? That movie shouldn't even have been called Angry Buck. It should have been called Angsty Teenager is what the name of that movie should have been. Now, maybe this movie was a lot better than I'm going to give it my score. But yet, I couldn't get past the main character. I hated that girl. Absolutely hated her character. She should have been popped in the mouth in the very beginning of the movie. I couldn't talk to my mom like that today, and I'm 32. I can't imagine talking to my mom like that, and I'm 15, and I live at the house. So the woman, the mom, who's not in the movie that much, her poor father gets a heart attack. And then her daughter says to her, well, if everybody in my family moved, I'd have a heart attack too. I would have had a heart attack at that moment from being beaten to death from my mother. That's how that would have ended. I would have been beaten to death. I hated that girl. I will say this though, and I do think this person was cast very perfectly in the movie. Her boyfriend, Bug, that girl with that attitude absolutely dates a guy that wears a goofy hat. 100%. That was the first thing I wrote down in my notes. If you have an attitude the way that that young lady did in the movie for the first 85% of the movie, you 100% date a guy who has a goofy hat the way that he had a goofy hat. I do think the car backfire was funny. The first 3 times that it was in the movie, it wasn't funny the more and more it kept happening. I will say this, though, about Uncle Buck, and I see why you guys wanted me to watch it. And we'll talk more about comedies here coming up, like comedies as a whole, not just this specific one. I do think there was a really good movie in the middle of this. Like, I think the message of how he was this, like, freeloader loser who couldn't get his life together, who then comes over and then takes care of these 3 kids and gets along really well with the 2 young kids, but has the back and forth with the older one, but he's like really protective and trying to get her on the right path. And I think there was a really good movie, and that's going to be reflected in my score when it comes to this movie. I just didn't think it was very funny, at least not to me. I see how it was potentially funny back in 85. John Candy, very lovable. The next door neighbor, annoying. The teenager, annoying. I actually didn't like the fact that I don't think they used the kids enough in this movie, Rob. I thought Macaulay Culkin and the girl, I don't know what her real name is in real life, but you guys know who I'm talking about, his sister, Misty or whatever her name is. I thought they were great characters that were underutilized in the movie because it was so much about that little bratty teenager that they had. She sucked. I'm giving Uncle Buck a 6. I do think it was a good movie. I don't want you guys to hear my complaints about this and not think that I didn't think it was a good movie. Like, I see the feel-good, warm-hearted nature. I don't have the reaction towards it the way I did to Vacation. Like, Vacation was, like, clearly trying to be, like, over-the-top funny, and it just didn't really connect for me. I think this movie was fine, just the jokes didn't maybe hit the way that it was, but I could see that there was a good movie in there. It had a good heart in the movie. So I'm going to give Uncle Buck a 6. But when it comes to you guys suggesting comedies to me, it's over. I'm not taking any more comedy suggestions. I'll watch something else. Give me your dramas. Give me your rom-coms. Give me something else. I'm not watching any more comedies. You guys gave me Vacation. I hated it. You guys gave me Uncle Buck, and it was okay. It was fine. Didn't hate it. Didn't love it. I'm giving Uncle Buck a 6. The jokes just didn't hit for me, Rob. Like the one scene. I'll give you one example of a scene that was maybe really funny back in 1985, but wasn't funny to me today. The whole scene at the bowling alley. So John Candy and the kids are just having a great time, right? They're just having fun. Who doesn't love bowling? It's a great activity. She's sitting there clearly just with an attitude as she was for the first hour in a movie. This creepy, random pedo character who had the little lip abrasion comes up and is clearly flirting on a 15-year-old. Like, I was supposed to laugh at that? That was funny? That wasn't funny to me. It was weird. It was creepy. That was humor? Rob, if I'm saying something off, please correct me. I don't want to open up the text line because I don't like their beloved movie. I know I'm getting flame broiled and char broiled on the text line right now. I don't want it. I just don't know what parts were like. I don't know what parts I was supposed to really laugh at in the movie. I just don't know. So maybe you can tell me the parts that I was supposed to laugh at. The one part I know was like clear humor that I was like, okay, that part's kind of funny, was the part about the teacher who had the mole on her chin. That part was kind of funny. It was like, that's the punchline. That's the joke. But that part was funny. But there weren't many parts that I was just sitting there really laughing and really enjoying. I did enjoy the storyline of the movie. Like, I thought the storyline was good. I don't think the movie was super funny, though, or at least didn't hold up in its humor to me.
I always viewed Uncle Buck as like a feel-good family movie with a comedy backdrop. I didn't think it was supposed to be like Wedding Crashers funny, but I felt like you like John Hughes movies. You're a John Hughes fan. You love Breakfast Club. I thought this same guy would get you the same feeling for Uncle Buck. The snow shovel, that's a word to get you in trouble on the air, scene is funny. The car backfiring over and over again, it's a reoccurring bit. It's funny. The mole on the woman's face is funny. And the fact that John Candy is always protecting this girl who's the absolute worst is the feel-good family part. I don't understand why you don't like this movie. I'm not saying it's a 10. It's not the greatest movie of all time. It's not as good as like Goodfellas or something that's in the elite category. But it's a family, fun, feel-good movie. And it should be at least a scoring a 7 on your list. You having it at a 6 is too low.
Yeah, it wasn't a 6 to me. It wasn't a 6 to me. I understand that everybody's sense of humor is different. That movie just wasn't funny to me. I didn't laugh. I didn't get the feel-good family vibes. At least not when it came to the humor side of it. I just didn't get it. Like, was I supposed to like laugh over the top whenever he used the drill to drill into the borderline sexual assault incident? That was the part I was supposed to be like, ah, this is hilarious. Her boyfriend, Bug, was an absolute sexual predator.
Hating Bug.
He was a sexual predator.
Hating Bug is the family feel-good part. Buck hates Bug. You hate Bug, despite the fact the girl's the worst, but everyone still hates Bug. That's the family feel-good element. Hating Bug was what galvanized the people.
Was the family feel-good element is when he kidnapped a minor? Was that the part I was supposed to be laughing and crying at? I'm just asking.
I think you're being too hard on the movie.
I'm just wondering. Was the scene that I was supposed to be slapping my knee laughing over is the scene in which he kidnapped a minor. He had the boy duct taped in the trunk and then shot golf balls at the youth. He shot golf balls at the kid.
So you're
that
laughing
was the funny
at,
part?
You're laughing now discussing it.
I'm just laughing that that was funny to you
he
guys.
He smoked golf balls
that kid.
That
was the part I was sitting there that I was supposed to be laughing. That was the part that I was supposed to be just in tears laughing at. I'm giving it a 6. I'm sorry. It's a 6 for me. I don't think it was bad. I don't think Vacation was good. I don't think this was a bad movie. I just don't think it was funny. I think the drama parts were good. Like, I liked the whole scene, the whole, like, plot and storyline of he's been with this girl for a long time. He's a slacker that can't get it right, but he wants to get it right for her. And this experience has changed his outlook on life towards his relationship. I actually thought that was good. Someone said, when CDOT doesn't like a movie, he takes the scenes to the extreme and makes it sound so much worse. He kidnapped a minor. I didn't make that up. That happened in the movie. That's not even me explaining it to the worst. Rob, is that not what happened?
He was protecting his niece.
He kidnapped the boy. What are we talking about? Tell me that's not what happened. The boy was at a place. We had no, he was riding around with the minor taped in the trunk. That's not taking it to the extreme. That's literally what happened in the movie. One of the comedic scenes was a grown man hitting on a 15-year-old. That's not the extreme. That's what happened. That's what happened in the movie. How are you guys mad at me for explaining the scenes to you guys? I don't understand. This has been a fun exercise. I now know what movies I can trust you guys on and what I can't trust you on. I'll give you guys this. When you guys are giving me science thriller kind of movies, I typically don't like those movies. They've been good. I'll give you guys that. They've been good movies. I don't know if I trust you guys with these comedies anymore. Or maybe it's just the family comedies. Maybe that's it. Because, like, I'm assuming Fast Time at Ridgemont High is not like a family comedy.
No, it's not.
So I'm assuming that's not Airplane. I'm assuming that's not a family comedy. I'm assuming that's not a family comedy. These family comedies ain't holding up the way that they used to. They ain't holding up anymore. So, Rob, give people my list of movies.
We've added some movies, by the way.
Scott Parks has thrown in a couple of movies and told me some ones to watch. Let me know.
Here is the list. It is as follows. We will include the Scott Parks edition. Scott Parks added Weird Science and Platoon to the list. The rest of the list is as follows. Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, Ghostbusters, Vacation, which I think you'll like, Weekend at Bernie's, oh, not Vacation, excuse me, Airplane, Weekend at Bernie's, Fletch, When Harry Met Sally, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, St. Elmo's Fire, The Goonies, and Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
All right. Text line 913-576-7610. Let me know what you guys think the movies. I actually kind of in the mood to watch two movies this weekend. Parks has me really intrigued by Platoon. So Scott Parks from 98.1, don't listen to their show. He told me earlier today that he thought Platoon was better than Full Metal Jacket. That's what he said. Did he not say that, Rob? You were there.
He said Platoon is better than Full Metal Jacket.
He said Platoon is better than Full Metal Jacket. And I think Full Metal Jacket's a great movie. I would give that a high score. So I'm really intrigued to watch Platoon. So I'm going to throw Platoon, and then we can pick one of those other movies that's on the list. So we'll come back on the other side. We'll tell you what movie that I'm actually really excited, weirdly, to watch Indiana Jones. Like, I'm kind of curious. Like, I've always heard about it, but I've never seen it before. So we'll come back on the other side. I will watch Platoon this weekend. I'll pick one other movie to watch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.